What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
But we're back. One of the hottest shows in America right now. Haters love it. Not no other, baby. And thank Coach Gale Downey coming up every day, baby. It's episode 8. Patrick Gale Show here with you. You see the coach right there tossing the background with his nice quarter zip blending in with the battery behind him. Coach Patrick Gale, the aesthetic one. How you doing, Coach?
I'm good. What do they say? I'm blessed and highly favored. You know what I say? I thank the Lord that I'm breathing and I'm talking to my man, JR, man. How you doing?
Yes, indeed. Yes, you know, Coach Gale is still here. You know, we're claiming things here. Things, those guys are battling through things right now. But, hey, Coach has a smile on his face. He's not angry. He's not bitter. He's going to work every day and trying to turn everything around every day, Coach.
No, what's funny, JR, I got I read my Bible every morning, but more importantly, I meditate and I pray and I kind of, you know, sometimes, you know, God will just tell you to shut up and just listen. So, you know, read Revelations and just, you know, just to paraphrase, it was be strong and be observant. And when I was meditating on that, basically it was like, shut up. Being strong doesn't mean getting in the weight room. It means being strong in faith. And you can't be strong when things are going good. So when things are going really bad, when things look down, that's where you got to exercise your faith. So that's what I'm doing right now.
No doubt. You can say Coach and his team, he had a rough outing in Miles. But Coach, I don't think he finds positive in it. His young men are getting experience that will be valuable for them come next year and years down, because, you know, as young freshmen and sophomores, Coach, you know, I don't know what it is. Experience is the best teacher. And while in the moment, it may disappoint you in the moment, not executing, but in the future, you have a teaching point on film to say, hey, if you do this, this is going to give you this result. Well, if we do this, be a positive result.
That's exactly right. And yesterday's practice was actually very upbeat. You know, I actually jumped in practice a little bit and I had fun. And I told them I had fun today, you know, because basketball is supposed to be fun. And, you know, as coaches, when nobody likes losing, nobody likes to lose an environment. But let's understand that this is college basketball. You know, these young men have to have an experience of winning, but they have to understand what it takes to win. And sometimes it's going back to who you were as a young, you know, basketball player, or I don't want to say young boy, but young basketball player when it was all fun. And sometimes you got to tap into that energy. So that's what this week's focus is on, just having fun again. Nobody likes to lose, you know, but I don't want to be one of those guys that's up and down with the results. You have to trust the process. We're going through a lot of adversity, but like I said, I have faith in my guys. They have faith in each other. And most importantly, we have faith in the Lord that what you just said, JR, this is all for a reason, and we have to figure out what that reason is. And no one's going to feel sorry for us. We got a really tough home game coming up this Saturday. We're playing a team that's very hot. We're playing a team that's excited to play because they're winning. So we have to go beat them. They're not going to just, you know, say, oh, you know what, Albany State's down, let's give them one. Nah, they're going to come and try to continue their winning ways. So we have to be ready for that. But we also still have to understand why we're here.
Yeah, and it's a Teacher's Day, Coach. For understanding, the teachers are coming out on Saturday to see you all play. So, you are a teacher. Yeah, the teachers are going to be in the house to watch you teach your young men how to play ball and win the right way, do things the way you want to get done.
You know, I think back to my teaching days. I'll never forget my first teaching assignment when I was a college student in Memphis, Tennessee, and I taught math at an alternative school. And I think that's why I really love what I do, because I taught basically students that were, you know, suspended and kicked out of school. And man, if you listen to their stories and what they go through, and I learned at an early age in my career that you should never judge somebody by what you see, you know, in front of you. You got to know where they come from and know their story. So teachers have so many responsibilities that are not in their contract, that are going to be, you know, that's not what they're really hired to do. They have to be counselors. Sometimes they got to be nutritionists. They got to be therapists. They got to be sometimes even nurses, and they have to do so many things to just help that young man not learn a lesson, but just get through the day, just survive the day. And I have to shout out all the teachers out there. I was one. I've taught for many years. I'm still very close to a lot of teachers that are teaching now, administrators, a lot of college basketball coaches, either used to be teachers or used to be administrators. So I can't say anything more for teachers. To me, that is the best profession you can be. And I actually tell my student athletes that you should, you know how you tour, you know, when you go into the army, you got to serve for 3 years, that student athletes, all student athletes, especially male student athletes, should teach for at least 3 years. Doesn't have to be early in their career. They could do it after they retire, but you can give so much back because young people listen to athletes more than anybody else.
Nah, you're right, Coach. They do, because unfortunately, that's what sold is making it to our young men and women. Unfortunately, you know, the
Right.
guy who's the financier, the accountant, the they're not, they
Correct.
don't get as much love, or
Correct.
the vocations of being a barber or being a stylist or being a plumber or auto mechanic or a car detailer. Those are not glamorized per se. It's not what social media looks at. Oh, you've made it. No, they've made it too. And I think that whole mindset and that conditioning of being sold what and curated what's making it makes it where athletes, entertainers are listened to more than the average Joe or average elder or average, person in the community who has a lot of knowledge too. So I feel like we need to try to maybe reset that to where where us athletes are the pillars of the look to for advice and being the mentors, that we're the only, but a lot of people in our community, that makes a difference than our glamorized per se.
Well, two things, JR. That's a great point. Number one, in our society, in Black society, That's what were the premier careers, what you just said, the blue collar careers, because that's, you know, we weren't educated the best in this country. So we had to go into those professions that could take care of our families, and we did a great job of it. And we made a lot of money doing it. There were a lot of really wealthy cities. We weren't taught that, you know, in school, how many cities that we created, you know, as a people. And it was through those professions. That's number one. And number two, as a teacher, you know, you have the, you know, career days. Most of the people that come into schools that I've seen that will give their time and volunteer are the blue collar workers. We don't get a lot of those lawyers and doctors, but we do get a lot of those, you know, electricians, plumbers, firemen that come in and give their time and say, hey, I know how school is. I didn't like school either, but look at what I'm doing now. So I'm glad you said that, JR. Shout out to the blue collar workers, because what we're told in school is that that was the backbone of this country and our society. But what we weren't told is that in Black America, that is something that we did and we cherished and we looked up to. And it created a lot of wealth, you know, in our communities. We didn't just have what are so-called ghettos and all that. We had really thriving communities that we built up. So we have to teach our young people that. And it came from these blue-collar careers.
No doubt, Coach. And, you know, it's funny you say that, Coach, because I feel like, you know, remember in high school, we had vocations.
Right.
A lot of us got to a vocation after high school, but you notice how in the 90s, 2000s, vocations got ripped out of school.
Right.
I remember going, my favorite class was auto mechanics, my favorite class.
Right.
Because I learned how to work on a car.
Right.
I love going to plumbing. That's why I can do some plumbing work and some auto mechanic work, because of those vocations being in my high school.
That's right.
And unfortunately, today, they've been ripped out of high schools, which affects us and our ability to get jobs. Because, like, you know, unfortunately, we know this, Coach, a lot of jobs want you to have a bachelor's degree minimum now.
Right.
GED or social degree don't mean nothing.
Right.
And now it's a bachelor's degree or higher to get hired now.
Well, I just try to tell my guys that what makes you special is not because you could put a ball in a hoop. What makes you special is who you are as a person and your effect on the rest of the world and in society. And we don't cherish enough those people that do so much for society. Imagine if you can't have you can't have your car, or you can't have your central air, or you can't have, you know, something electronic. You know, who puts in the air conditioners in hotels? When you go to a hotel, everything is nice and automated. Somebody works on that. And we're now moving into artificial intelligence. So certain things, you know, are going to be filtered out, but certain things are still, no matter what, you're still going to need hot water. No matter how many computers you have, still going to need hot water. You're going to still need fresh air. Those things, people actually have to work to do that. And even go in the detail into other countries where you're mining these resources. You know, people are affected by your comfort and lifestyle because they're producing or manufacturing those things. So we have to be aware of those things. And when you talk about teachers, that's what teachers do. Teachers have to teach young people everything. I'm a math teacher, so I always tell my students, math is universal. I told them this is the most important subject you'll learn, because you go to France, English is not as important. If you go to another country, the victor tells the spoils of the victor owns the spoils. The victor tells the story. So history is basically catered to who won the wars. But math is universal. No matter where you go, math is going to be math. 1 + 1 is going to equal 2. So you have to learn the basics of math, and you have to learn how math now applies to science, how math applies to even social studies and politics. Now we're talking about analytics. I was talking about analytics way back before it became popular in my classroom, because I knew where it was going. So if you're not aware, and all you have to do as a teacher is just turn the light on. Teachers don't even have to really know their subject matter. They just have to be well-versed in getting kids to go be curious, because you're not going to learn anything from somebody telling you. You have to do it anyway. You know, you talked about vocational schools. That was the best learning because it was hands-on. So the best teachers allow students to be curious, and then the students will go learn for themselves.
No doubt, Coach. Yeah, like you said, I'll be honest, I'm terrible at math, Coach, but I can add and subtract them if I divide. You throw an X or a Y or a
Listen,
Z, I'm
JR, screwed. Don't you say that, Black man. We don't. I'm now in teacher mode now. We know math for a reason. It's universal. So I anytime my students say, I'm bad at math. No, you're not. Math is like breathing. You created it. Your ancestors, they knew about math. All you got to do is go back to where they lived and see their societies. Math created all of that. So don't say that, JR.
Throw a letter in there, Coach. I'm screwed.
Hey, you know what I always say? You count your checks, right? You count your taxes, right? Okay, yeah. Then. So you're great at math.
Okay. Well, I'm saying we throw an X or a Y or a factorial.
That's just variables. We do that all the time. If I do this, will I get that? If you're dating or if you're married, well, if I go home and do this, this will happen. Now, all that's the same thing. X,
okay,
Y, and
I'm great at
variables.
Math there, Coach. I'm great at it. and also, Excel helps too.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't. When I taught middle school math, and I taught the exceptional children, ESC is what we call it, I did not allow them to use calculators. Now, when we came to testing, close to testing, I did. But at first, I didn't, because I wanted them to understand your brain can be a calculator. You just got to train it. Now, when we got, now this was first, you know, semester, start of the school year. As we got closer to standardized testing, use a calculator, because I want you to be able to get used to it. But your body's a wonderful thing, man. Your brain is an amazing thing. We're connected to the universe, and it's through math. People say science, but it's really math. So you just got to tap into it. That's all. So don't worry, JR. I'm gonna get you more confident, man. Because like I said, you count your money, don't you? You seem to be pretty smart when it comes to counting your money.
Yes, I make sure these sponsor checks come in and those first and 15 checks come in where I'm corrupting people at. You know.
Listen to what you just said. First and 15. That sounds like math to me.
Yes, I love those ticks come in, you know.
There you go. Now let's get deep into it. Variables. You got your variables. If you don't show up to work, do you get cut in your checks? Those are just variables. The more days you take off and the more days that you don't show up to work, the more money gets affected. Okay?
I'm salaried, so it don't matter.
Well, even if you're salaried, take some days off and see what happens. Trust me. Take days off. Take days off you ain't supposed to and see what happened. That's all math.
Yeah, that could be a problem. I might get a talking to by somebody. I don't know.
There you go. There you go. So all those are variables.
JR, what are you doing?
When you got human resources and you got, you know, weather days, all those are just variables. So that's just math. It's just unknown because you don't know what it is. But
yes, the unknown unknowns. Yes, and Coach, I just love, I love the odd numbers, Coach. Going back to the book.
Well, when we talk about odd and even and prime numbers, all is just relationships with numbers. All it's just observation. What our ancestors did, they just observed nature and they put it in a law because it's universal law. So that's the best way of saying it. Math is just universal law.
Yeah, see, and that's what I'm talking about, Coach. See, on this show, it was all on basketball and it became a less than math. Coach Gale backed in the day to when he was a math teacher. He's still teaching to this day for these young men all the state knows on this show. Even the haters can talk too.
More variables.
Yes, more variables. Yes, indeed. More variables. And Coach, let me ask you this, man, as you offer credit this week for, you know, MOR and Savannah State coming to town, HBCU Day 2 on Saturday, man. How excited is to get students back on campus now, having more kids maybe in the building now, support you guys, and getting the second semester off to the right start and having this community down there supports you guys, be behind you, man.
It's awesome. It's awesome to see the students. I was walking around on campus on Friday during orientation. It's awesome to see the students back. That's what it's all about. We're excited, not just as an athletic department, but as a whole faculty and staff. That's what pays our bills. That's what keeps our energy going. That's why I can stay young, because I'm around young people. So it's always awesome to see the students. We're going to be now phasing. We're blessed at Albany State to have two different facilities, two different campuses. So we're now going to be phasing to the East Campus, the original campus, and it's going to be packed on Saturday, 3 o'clock. And it's going to be packed on Monday for Martin Luther King Day, Savannah State coming to town. We're excited. We're excited to see the students. You know, they walk through practice, and, you know, we practice a little bit more, with a little more swag when we see students walking around. So we're excited to have them back.
No doubt. Well, Coach Gale, I thank you as always for your time today. I see we're going to claim in victories today over these two opponents you have coming up. And, I said, Coach Gill will be coming to Atlanta really soon. I think because your travel partner is with, I think it's been, is Fort Valley. So yeah. I think that's the end of the month. You right. all come to Atlanta for that doubleheader in the AUC. So we definitely going to support Coach Gill. All the Albany State alumni in Atlanta, pack that gym out, make it an ASU North, and send those guys packing.
At their whole gyms. They are, you know what, we will really appreciate the love anywhere we go, and we definitely have a strong, you know, support system in Atlanta, so I'm excited for that. But you know how it is with coaches, we got to get through Saturday, so we're focused on Edward Waters. They got a great team, they got a great coach. Coach Huff is doing a great job in his first year there. I'm excited about the challenge, but most importantly, I'm excited just about being alive and having, you know, this conversation with you, because there's a lot going on. You know, we got storms here in the area, and life is precious. So I'm very excited just about the next day. And I'm excited it's a Tuesday, just like it was Saturday game day.
And Coach, I got to throw this out there. People think our show is scripted. We're not scripted at all.
It is scripted. The Lord scripts us. That's what I'm saying. We tap into that energy, and it's our relationship that we have. And the Lord reveals people that you can kind of be vulnerable to. The Lord reveals people that need to stay away from. And JR, I just feel this relationship just growing, and it's all organic. It's all scripted by the Lord. And you can pray, and the Lord will reveal what you should do in response to us.
Yes, indeed.
And this ain't just talk, because right now as a coach, I'm going through it. But the Lord said, shut up and exercise your faith. And that's what I'm doing. So if you want to blame anything, blame it on me. Just following my directions.
No doubt, folks. Episode 8 of Patrick Gale Show. We'll see you next Tuesday after MLK Day. ASU gonna rise up this weekend. Golden Rams, baby. Let's go.
Let's go, JR. Let's go.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z. Sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews. You name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV. BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, before the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.